This is a radio. This is a blue radio. And this is Blue Danube Radio. Sounds great.
20 years, Blue Danube Radio.
Blue Danube Radio. Sounds great.
On the 23rd of August 1979, the day the permanent offices of the United Nations were opened in Vienna, Blue Danube Radio went on air. Rudi Klausnitzer was the man with a vision.
Sowohl die Bundesregierung wie verschiedene andere Institutionen waren der Meinung, dass der Fremdsprachenanteil, der Service für ausländische Besucher, verstärkt werden soll.
The station was intended to be a service to the diplomatic community, the growing international business community and visitors to Vienna, offering news and entertainment in a language they could understand.
And a very good morning to you on this Wednesday the 30th. We'll start with the weather, which will remain very cloudy with occasional showers, and you can also expect some sunny spells.
Good morning, Austria. This is Blue Danube Radio. And guess what? The Kaiserwetter is surprising us today.
This is Blue Danube Radio from our studios in Vienna, broadcasting on 102.5 FM.
One of the best love voices on Blue Danube Radio was that of Paul Hollingdale, BDR's first presenter.
My first few days at Blue Danube Radio were extremely exciting. When I got here, I found that nothing had been prepared at all, and we had just about 3 days to get the station on the air. Nobody knew exactly what to do. They didn't know exactly what music was going to be played until that very first day on the 23rd of August 1979.
One of the things that's always been special about Blue Danube Radio is the feeling of being part of one big happy family. Working in rather cramped conditions in the basement of the Funkhaus. And in August of 1989, that family celebrated its 10th birthday with an open-air charity event at Vienna's Freudenau Racecourse. Let's take a look back. Maybe you'll recognize a few faces from our Blue Danube Radio family album. In May of 1992, Blue Danube Radio began broadcasting nationwide throughout Austria. Numerous guests and dignitaries were invited to the Vienna Stock Exchange to celebrate the event. Guests were greeted by Gerd Bacher, and network controller Tilia Herold explains that BDR is now available on many different frequencies.
Es läuft auf 21 verschiedenen Frequenzen in allen Bundesländern. Ich persönlich weiß sie wirklich nicht auswendig.
Meine Damen und Herren, Sie werden sich vergeblich europaweit, ich glaube sogar weltweit, aber da will ich nicht übertreiben, umsehen nach einem Land oder einem Broadcaster, der in seinem völligen Normalprogramm, das nationwide ausgestrahlt wird, jetzt gehe ich schon ins Englische über, einen Fremdsprachensender führt.
From parties to breakfast.
It is exactly 8 o'clock in the morning here on Continental Breakfast on Blue Danube Radio. And what's the weather going to be like? Why don't we go out over to the window and find out exactly what it's like? Yeah, there you go. Oh, well, all right, we'll tell you what the weather is today.
Children were always important on Blue Danube Radio. The fantastic show makes learning English fun, not only on the radio, but also in the classroom. Huckle the Cat visited hundreds of schools throughout the 9 Bundesländer, bringing furry fun and happy laughter to English lessons. And of course, there's news, the backbone of the station.
Danube News.
At the UN Earth Summit, Europe has criticized...
Using the latest news gathering technologies, we bring you news on the half hour. Indeed, we were the first station in Europe to install a fully integrated digital audio system.
Coming in 3, 2, 1. The Patriarch's visit has been overshadowed by tension.
There's also heavy, slow-moving traffic on the Ostautobahn heading out of town.
Turning to the weather outlook, today's top temperatures will reach between 15 and 21 degrees centigrade. That's from 59 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
News is our business.
Today at 6 goes beyond the news, bringing the background to the stories, analysis and commentary from experts around the world.
Now a look at the news in detail.
Professionalism and adrenaline are always at a premium. And although it's sometimes a close-run thing getting to the studio on time, we're always there, competent and informed.
Good evening, this is Jenny Johnson with Kerry Skyring.
Blue Danube Radio, the international way to go. Learning languages should be fun, but not just for the children. Blue Danube Radio offers you a passport to 5 different languages each week, presented by a team of entertaining native speakers. Did I say 5 languages? Of course I meant 6, because there's also Passport in Latin every Saturday morning. And Blue Danube Radio doesn't just work on air. These programs are also available on CD. Blue Danube Radio, your kind of music, also available on CD. And of course there are books available as well. Blue Danube Radio, a station with some impressive statistics. We've spent 5 million minutes on air, using 1,314,000 different song titles and 110,000 interviews. We've been seen at 137 outside broadcasts throughout Austria, and would you believe that we've had 650 presenters from all over the world working for us. And here's another statistic for you. We've produced a countless number of stickers that would stretch from Vienna to Bregenz if laid end to end. And for all those outside broadcasts, we've given away 146,000 biros and blown up some 275,000 balloons. Blue ones, of course. Blue Danube Radio, a station with its eye on the future of our planet and a station that values the past. In June of 1997, Blue Danube's listeners donated over 400,000 shillings to plant more than 4 hectares of forest in Lower Austria. A forest for the future. In August of 1998, we turned our attention to water, and listeners were again very generous in their support of our waterworks project in Rattendorf, Carinthia. The inauguration of the Wasserleerfahrt was attended by local dignitaries and opened by Wilhelm Molterer, Minister for Agriculture and Forestry. The event turned into a real Volksfest. And then, of course, we like to give something back to our listeners. With the assistance of international experts from Christie's, Sotheby's and the Dorotheum, Blue Danube Radio offered its listeners the opportunity to have their antiques, heirlooms and or flea market finds appraised free of charge. Treasures and trinkets. And naturally, we were always at the cutting edge of technology, with outside broadcasts from The Hit, the electronics trade fair. Celebrating 20 years of Blue Danube Radio. Definitely a time for some reminiscing.
I remember the first morning program I did. And in those days, having to check the uptimes by putting the record on and winding it forward with your finger.
I realise now what it's like when you interview guests and they feel a bit nervous about it.
I was never and have never been aware of thousands of people listening to me. And I think I would have been more nervous if I'd had that.
Looking back, for me, it means 20 wonderful years of challenge and fun and job satisfaction, working with a marvellous group of people and working for a wonderful audience.
Blue Danube Radio, a station with a fine history. Thank you for being a part of the family and for making the last 20 years a time of which we can all be very proud. We dedicate this video to the Nachbar in Nord appeal.